Hello and welcome to episode 49 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 1st of December 2006. As you should all know, the 1st of December is World AIDS Day, so hope you've all been wearing your AIDS Day ribbons to show your support to World AIDS Day. I know when I go to work later on, I'll be wearing my World AIDS Day ribbon of great pride. I used to wear it virtually all the time, but just sort of stopped wearing it for some reason. But since today is the 1st of December, I will definitely be wearing it tonight. Now on to some fantastic news. Well, I think it's fantastic news because, as you all know, I'm a non-smoker and I really do detest people who smoke. Well, at long last, UK government has announced when the smoking ban comes into effect in England. It kicks in on the 1st of January, which I think is fantastic news because I work in a bar and I really can't stand people smoking. It's going to be so nice that anybody who wants to smoke is going to have to go and basically fuck off outside where they belong, because smoking is such a revolting habit. It really is. Why people smoke, I don't know. But when I was at school, you got taught how bad smoking was and everything, and then you let people smoke, they say, well, it stops them from getting stressed, but then they get stressed if they don't smoke. So therefore, smoking, in my opinion, doesn't stop them from getting stressed, because they need a cigarette, and if they don't get one, they get stressed. So it's going to be great fun when all the smokers at work have to go and fuck off outside, and they're pissing down rain. If I had it my way, personally, they would just ban smoking full stop and you're allowed to smoke, but that's just my opinion. Why it's taken so long for them to ban it in England, I have no idea, because in Scotland, they banned it sort of like in March last year. Wales, they banned it in April of this year, and in Northern Ireland, they banned it in April next year as well. But hey, we're getting there, so I can imagine lots of smokers at the work tonight will be bitching at the fact that they're all going to have to go and stand outside and smoke. Another thing that really winds me up about smokers, well, on the subject, is like, I'm a non-smoker, and at work, I don't really get many breaks, but smokers, about probably every 15 minutes and every hour, they're going to have a bag break, so I do a 5-hour shift. So if they have 5 15-minute breaks, hypothetically, that's 15 times that by 5. So therefore, in theory, they probably lose about an hour's work every single night, and I think, well, that's not fair, because I get paid the same that they get, but they're allowed to keep fucking off and having a fag break, which in my opinion is just wrong. I personally think if you're at work, you should not be allowed to smoke full stop. But there we go, that's just my opinion. And if you're a smoker and you listen to this podcast and I've upset you, to be honest, I don't give a fucking damn that I've upset you, because I really can't stand smoking. So there we go, that's my opinion of smokers. And if you've now not listened to my podcast and I've upset you because you smoke, oh well, what a damn shame that is. Right, now I finish that little rant, I'll go on to some more stuff that I've been up to. Well, the other day I decided that I needed to charge my bike lights up, which I have to do basically every time I've used them to get about 2 hours out of the max. But as I was plugging the charger in, the damn cable wouldn't snap on me. It sort of peed me off a little bit. I eventually got the cable out of the battery using the pliers, which is a bloody nightmare, but the charger basically had it, so I had to bin the charger and order a new charger from wiggle.co.uk, which is a bike shop that I use all the time. Only ordered it on Wednesday and it turned up Thursday, so let's just say I'm well impressed. In some ways, one good thing came from breaking the charger. The last charger had the yourself 2-pin plug on it, and since I bought a new one from the UK, it's got 3 pins on it, which means plugging in is far easier. But before, to plug it into a saver plug to get it to work, was now just plug it straight into the wall, which makes life a lot easier. Oh, now I might as well speak about work, which I know you're thinking, work, how boring, but tonight, long last, I'm starting a new wine list. I've been knowing it's been coming for a while, but it's just going to feel a bit strange, because I've been working at the Dog Chat now for about, I don't know how many years, I'll say 4, it could be longer, it could be less, anyway. Been there for a long time, but they're changing the wine list over tonight, so it basically means I'm going to have to learn it all over again. It's going to be weird as well, because they normally do a house white and house red, but they're stopping doing that, and as well, half of these names of wine I couldn't even begin to pronounce, so it's going to take a while to get used to. So no doubt means for the next couple of days I'm going to get stressed out. And as well, since it's the 1st of December, it's basically like the first night of silly season, as we call it at work. So it basically means that you get tons of pissheads coming into work who are out in the like staff dues, and they only seem to do it once a year, and they come in and get totally pissed and abuse staff and you name it, just be a bunch of annoying people. But anyway, when you work in a busy restaurant like I do, you sort of get to expect these things. Anyway, what else do I need to speak of? Oh yeah, I better wish my boyfriend Mike a happy birthday, which was on the Monday. So happy birthday to my boyfriend. I'm missing him like mad because he went down to London last Sunday to see his parents and to spend it for his birthday, and he doesn't get back till Saturday, which is tomorrow. So I really can't wait to see him again because I haven't seen him for that long. I'm really missing him. I hope he's been missing me too. But anyway, as I say, absence makes the heart grow fonder or something like that. Anyway, that's all I can think of about this podcast. Oh yeah, one more thing. Just I know I already said it. Start the podcast. Please be red thingy AIDS ribbons if you're going out tonight. And that's all for my wonderful podcast, which is recorded today, as I said, on the 1st of December 2006. Arios, goodbye.